Things are looking pretty good in South Royalton. There's a craft beer bar, a bustling food co-op, and a new coffee shop opening. But just about anyone you ask will tell you the town's economic future depends on a healthy Vermont law school. So when news came out recently that Vermont Law School was cutting salaries to save money, a lot of people became concerned about the school's future and also the town's. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman visited South Royalton recently and has this report.
The Amtrak commuter train still breezes through, but it's been a very long time since the railroad was a major economic force here in South Royalton. Matt Daly knows all about it. Daly owns 14 apartments in town, and he was sitting out on his porch, which overlooks downtown.
Anybody with any common sense would tell you that they should be welcoming the law school in a small town because we haven't got anything else. There was a couple of grain stores here years ago, and the farms are going out, and so it's a good thing that they've got the law school.
In late July, it was reported that Vermont Law School was making changes to tenured faculty as part of a plan to restructure finances. Daly heard about it, and he's heard other stories in town about the financial health of the school. He says the school's only doing what it has to do to survive.
I absolutely support the school, and what their financial business is theirs, none of my business. I hope they stay.
The Five Old Tavern Grill is right across the street from Daly's place. Dave McDermott has owned the restaurant for 14 years. He says every business owner in South Royalton would feel the pain if the school ever closed.
I think the law school is very important. I mean, it's a significant portion of our business, you know, not just in the fact of the students and the faculty, but it also draws people from around the state when they have, a speaker or guests, but definitely a good portion of everybody, I think, on the block's business.
The most recent news follows years of falling enrollment and budget deficits. Vermont Law School President Tom McHenry says small law schools across the country are all battling the same issues. Fewer students are applying, and so law schools are offering discounts to the best students. The steep drop in applicants started soon after the 2008 recession, and McHenry says colleges like Vermont Law are still waiting for the trend to reverse.
I think we really hoped the turnaround that we would see would be in enrollment. Nobody in the law school world expected enrollment to drop as much as it did, and nobody expected it would take this long for enrollment to turn around. So I knew coming to the law school that we were facing tremendous financial challenges. I was unaware of how great they were, how large they were. I think all of us here were unaware of how challenging it would be.
The school has been slashing staff positions for 5 years and deficit spending with the hope that enrollment would eventually climb. McHenry says there are some good signs and enrollment's up slightly, but
what we intended to have happened. It's just that they didn't happen at the rate that we needed them to happen to give us the budget relief that was necessary. And so we had to make some tough decisions.
Those tough decisions made a lot of people in South Royalton nervous. Walk up the street from Vermont Law and you'll find Sherry's headquarters, a family hair salon. Sherry Michaud has been working downtown for nearly 40 years. She says she's noticed a drop in the student population. And as far as understanding how it's affecting staff, well, you know how people talk when they're in the chair.
I mean, some of them are very concerned about their future. Hard, kind of, I guess, some ultimatums, from what I understand, might have been given. So it's making it tough on some of them. Some of them that have been there for many, many years. Health insurance, you know, all of that, which is tough.
The president of the school says the administration has finalized the course selections for this coming year, and so far, this year's class is up slightly over last year. And Matt Daly, that landlord we met earlier in this story, he says all of his rooms are rented out through the school year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in South Royalton.